This is Red 42 Radio, the most exciting, hard-hitting, and controversial hour in talk radio. And here are your hosts, two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City, Peter Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park in a place of mistaken identity.
Well, good morning, everybody. Obviously, this isn't Jim Lance, and it's not Peter Scoop Stanton. This is Walter Yerkew. That's right, the Walter Yerkew from the 7-5 documentary about 1980s corruption cops. I'm co-hosting today, and this is my first day, so please bear with me. Scoop may be joining us in a little while. However, I think
I'm here. I'm here, Walt.
Oh. What?
I'm here, Walt.
You're here. Oh, you finished your massages?
Yeah. How you doing, everybody? It's Scoop Stanton. I came in a little. I didn't know if I was gonna make it or not because I was at my local shopping center where they had a kiosk by the minute. Correction, a massage by the minute kiosk. And there was a discussion with myself and mall security for so-called inappropriate behavior. But I took care of that, told them who it was, and I'm forbidden from visiting that kiosk ever again.
Well, you know, that you might be able to go back tomorrow to change out the security guards to get fired every day.
Yeah. So, how's it going, Walt?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I don't know. You guys can see me. I'm riding around in my. I got stuck in Kentucky last night. And
wow, lucky you.
I never made it home. So here I am. I'm doing my first show via my work van. I'll probably get fired if they find out I'm doing this.
That's all right, because I read on Twitter that you and me got a big contract from Westwood One Radio making big bucks.
Yeah, I noticed you did that on the first day of April.
Yep. And I put on the bottom, I said, see you suckers, and put hashtag AF.
Yeah, I got a few phone calls from some of my friends. They all of a sudden, they come out of the woodwork, they see money, and they're knocking on my door with their hands out of it. And I say, well, you know, dude, got to look at the date, buddy. And, April Fool's, I thought it was just Easter. Well, you know. See, people just don't put two and two together sometimes. But anyway, it's a pleasure to be on the show. It's a pleasure to be a co-host with my friend Pete Scoop. And Jim Lancia, tell him a little bit where Jim Lancia went.
Well, Jim Lancia, he's at home back in New England. What happened was the reason why we no longer have the show, Red 42, was that it was a money issue. I live in Washington, D.C. I got two kids. I got a wife who's just absolute dead weight. So it was hard for me. And for Mr. Lancia, he went down to Florida for a couple months working on various projects. He hoped to get off the ground for the betterment of mankind. So he had to pay airfare, hotels, transportation. And then he had a friend down there who's in between jobs. So as a good Christian, Jim flew him up on his dime to New England to work on his Ted Kaczynski manor. And flew him back home. So anyways, Jim's a little bit short this month. He'll be hopefully he'll get his job back at the local Stop and Shop in New England. But anyways, okay. We love him, we miss him, and but don't worry, folks. He's still going to be on the cesspool. He's got Downtown White Police on YouTube, and then if I can't make it, hopefully he'll host 7-5 Radio.
Sometime we'll have him on the show. We'll have him.
He's good people, just like me and Walt. I mean, I had a blast talking to him on the phone. I mean, this Radio 75 and Red 42. It's only an hour, but we can have a 4 or 5 hour conversation, but we got to cut out all the profanity.
Yeah, that leaves us with 3 minutes. Because the F bombs are my favorite. I'm going to keep it clean. Anyway, yeah. What's on your mind today? What's popular today? What's going on today?
Here's what's popular, or what's not popular. A couple of days ago in the San Francisco Bay Area, you had a shooting at the headquarters of YouTube. Yep, not a shooting on YouTube, but shooting at YouTube. And this Iranian-American lady who's very left of center, who's an animal activist, decided that she got upset due to the censorship going on YouTube and the defunding of her YouTube channel. So like any good leftist, she decided to go purchase a firearm and go to YouTube and start shooting people. Now, fortunately mm-hmm. for American society, she shot 3 people. They all made it. They're still alive, and her only kill shot was to herself. But it made big news for the time being. Sean Bergen sent me a text message because he's on top of everything at all times. And it was all over the news, all over mainstream media news, fake news, what have you. And
the news started probably a domestic incident, and that proved not to be true again, right?
Well, anyways, they did a little, so the mainstream media find out who the shooter is, and turns out she's a animal rights activist, she's a leftist, she's a kook. I mean, you gotta see some of these videos, just kooky as all can be. And she happened to be Iranian-American and probably a follower of the Muslim faith. So anyways, the next day there was nothing. No press conferences, no news trucks outside YouTube headquarters. Even if you go on YouTube, there's no mention of the shooting itself. No memorials, no teddy bear.
I thumbed through some of the news articles, and all they were showing was pictures of this girl. She looks, Muslim. She looks like she practices the Muslim religion. But nobody's going to know because she killed herself and she didn't know anybody that she shot.
Right.
So,
right,
it's going to be a cult. And so somebody will pick up the story and say it was this one's fault or that one's fault. Who knows? Maybe she manifested it on her Facebook page or something. Seems to be the thing these days. Unbelievable how they start shooting people up. I'm glad she didn't kill anybody. Unfortunate that some people got hurt. But we won't have to worry about her doing it again, right?
Right. But here's the funny part. There's no candlelight vigils, no demand for gun laws, no David Hogg. David Hogg has been silent about this. We've heard nothing but David Hogg for the past 2 weeks, 2+ weeks, and no David Hogg coming out.
Actually.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com. We're back with Red 42. Here's Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
Hey, we're back. Scoop, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell some of our listeners exactly who I am. I gave a brief intro, you know, that I was in the 7-5 documentary movie. I was a New York City cop. Is that okay?
Oh, please do, because, I mean, we named the show after that wonderful documentary you starred in.
All right, well, I was a New York City cop in the 80s and did my job, went home with all the same amount of holes I wanted to work with, but I went home with more money than I went to work with. My hands got a little sticky. Unfortunately, I got caught up in the corruption. Did some time in the joint, got caught, got a friend of mine. His name is Michael Dowd. He's just about the start of the movie. They wrapped the movie around him and his story. We're just a bunch of regular guys, young guys that got together, got caught up in a lot of money and a lot of drugs, and we paid for it. Well, most of us did anyway. This one person that I don't talk about, and I won't say anything more on. But me and Michael, we stay in touch. If anybody has not seen the documentary called The 7-5, it is on Netflix, and you can also probably download it, streamline on your, Google it on your electronic device, as they call them these days, right? Everything's got a politically correct name. Get it on your iPad, you can get it on your phone. If you can't find it anywhere, the trailer is available on Google. Check it out. I'm sure you can still buy the movie at Amazon, unless our great president has ceased the postal service with Amazon sending stuff out. But that's who I am. And anybody has any questions for me or anybody in the cast, you can right now at this moment send them to my Twitter account. It's at Walter Yerkew, and I'll do my best to answer your questions and give you a shout out on the air next time.
Great, Walter. After your bit in the joint, What did you do afterwards? Did you go back to the life of crime like most of these mopes, or did you do something else?
Well, I actually, you know, I went to the joint twice. I went
really?
Twice. Yeah.
Wow.
I went in 1989. I did 2.5 years. Got out in January in 92 and started tow truck business, right? In the 7-5 where I used to work. Nobody liked that, but hell, I had to make a living. And
right.
I got sucked up in a vacuum with the Michael Dowd case in May of 92. My name popped up. My picture popped up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Didn't do anything wrong. Didn't break any laws. But I guess it was the people that I was hanging around with. You know, the old saying, you lay down with dogs, you catch some fleas.
Right.
And that's pretty much what happened to me. I got caught up in the Michael Dowd case. They thought I was a go-between between Michael and some other guys that were robbing drug dealers on Long Island. And I knew them both. They didn't know each other, and there wasn't any co-conspiracy going on. I ended up going to trial for burglaries that I didn't commit. And I was found guilty of an attempted burglary, and I did another 3.5 years. So, however, when I did finally get out, I got out in August 1995. When I did get out, I did not go back to New York City. I went and I lived upstate near the Buffalo area in New York and started a new life. And went from there, and I never looked back since. I've had a nice career in social work. I was married. I've had children. I'm just living the dream. And unfortunately, the dream was, you know, 25 years too late. But I finally made it. And I'm very happy with what I have and where I am and what I'm doing. So it was a long and winding road. And I paid for my sins, and I paid for my crimes, and making sure I leave my carbon footprint before I leave this earth. You know what I'm saying? But right. Other than that,
okay.
Cool. I mean, you know, I've had a son since I got out of jail. I got married, got separated. You know, I've done it all. Made an honest living. You know, I have a good plan, good health plan, good 401k plan. You know, I got it going. Like I said, just 25 years too freaking late. and that's a shame.
Right. And now you're on Liberty News Radio Network with Scoop Stanton and the rest of the gang from the Cesspool. Tell the listeners what can they expect from Walter Uriq. Are you going to be nice and timid politically correct and say, no, we don't want to go there. I don't want to talk about that. You know, or you're going to be a let it all hang out.
I got my own opinions and I let them hang out. If there's something, you know, that I don't like, I'm going to tell people, you know, I don't agree with you. You know, you got the right to say it and believe what you like, but, I don't have to agree with it. And I expect the same in return. I'm never going to discount anybody for what they believe in. I'm the type of guy that's like this. If I don't agree with what you say, I will stand next to you and make sure that people allow you to say what you want to say. All right? I'll stand by your right to freedom of speech and to your opinion. But on the same token, it's got to come back too. Then it's not right if it doesn't go both ways. And that's probably what's wrong with the world these days, or part of it anyway. I don't have all the answers. But I believe that you got the right and the left, you got the middle, and you got the, you know, the whole shebang, the whole mess. And we have constantly one side always pointing their fingers at the other side. I can say it out left. The left is pointing at the right all the time. Doesn't matter what they do right, what they do wrong. It doesn't matter. but the left constantly forgets what's in their closets. And we know what's in their closets. You know, who cares if Mr. Trump was messing around with this Stormy Daniels, whatever her name is. You know, look at Clinton. Look at the Kennedys. You know, look at all the other corrupt presidents that we've had. And they're picking on this poor guy for something that he may have done, what, 12 years ago, 13 years ago? So,
yeah.
You know, that's just an example. I mean, you know, they're pointing their finger. They're pointing their finger. They're pointing their finger. They have this girl, Stormy, with Anderson Cooper. Okay. Yeah. All right. Perfect guy to have a porn star on a show, right? And then, but, you know, 28 years ago, when they had Geraldine Flowers at a press conference, they had all the people in the press box were calling her names, calling her whore, and did it feel good? And, you know, and they had the girl crying, you know, and it's unfortunate. Miss Flowers should come back out and say, okay, me too. She should join the Me Too movement, you know?
So, right.
That's my quick on that.
Right. And speaking of a horny president, former Secret Service uniform officer Gary Byrne wrote a whole book about what Clinton did in the White House. Believe me, just Monica in that dress, that's just a typical iceberg. And we got to go, folks. This is Radio 75 on Liberty News Radio Network with Walter Yerkew and Scoop Stan. We'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
We're back, and so are you. You're listening to Red 42 on Liberty News Radio.
We're back. I checked my Twitter. Ain't nobody put anything in my Twitter account yet. See if they want to make questions.
This is
yesterday.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Say what? I was going to say, this is being recorded for Saturday night. We're not going out on any airways. If we go live, it's going to be actually live Saturday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to see if anybody had any questions on Twitter that we could talk about in the meantime. Anyway, what were we talking about yesterday?
Back in the day, you're going to go back home, have a little get-together. Mike likes to talk about all the time.
Just to some of the listeners out there, with all my troubles from the police department from like 1987, 1988, up until the current time, my time in prison and things like that, what I started doing, I started getting in touch with a couple of old friends that I went to high school. We were in each other's bridal parties. We were really tight. We did a lot of crazy stuff together before I was a cop. I just started touching base with some of them. And, still wondering if they were, going to be glad to hear from me or, reservations. And I got to tell you, they treat me like family. And it's been 30 years since I've seen these guys. And I talked with a few of them. And it's like in the blink of an eye, we caught up. And it was like those 30 years were never there. It was like we were hanging out last weekend together, which I was real happy about. So a big shout out to them. Of course, I'm going to call them all tonight and tell them to listen Saturday night, giving them a shout out. But my plan is, I live in the South now, but my plan is to get everybody together, as many people as we can find, and we're going to have a little, what we call a Four Corners reunion. That's the place we used to hang out. We called it the Four Corners. And we're going to have a little reunion. We're going to, have some food, have some drink, talk to each other, tell stories, tell tales, tell lies. Whatever it is. And I think it's going to be great. It doesn't matter if 5 people show up or 50 people show up. The heart that's going to be at that place where we have it, it's going to be very, very strong. We're going to remember some of the friends and family that we've lost over the years. Some of my friends' parents are gone. My parents are gone. And these are parents that put up a lot of stuff. And we're going to have some good memories of them. And it's going to be very enjoyable, I'm sure. Even if I'm sitting there by myself, I'll go down memory lane.
Right.
Believe me, it's been many nights I've been by myself. I went down memory lane. So it'll be good to share it with the old friends.
Right. Tell the story about being born in your grandparents' apartment building.
Okay. All right. I was born in 1958. I was born in my grandmother's apartment on East 5th Street, right across the street from the 9th Precinct. I mean, you could spit and hit a police car. And I was born in the bedroom that my mother grew up in. It was a 3-bedroom walk-up tenement, 2nd Avenue. And first face I saw was a cop, because my grandfather ran down, and because I don't think they had a phone. He ran down there and called for a cop, and 2 or 3 cops came up. And I was born with the lady that lived on the floor upstairs. I don't know if she was a midwife or a nurse or, like I said, an alcoholic. I have no idea what she was. But she helped me get birth. And as you can tell, it was a lot of problems with me. They just didn't see him that day. Yeah, the first person that helped me besides the midwife was the cop. The cop got that stuff out of your face, you know, so you could breathe. And that was it.
You know, they wow.
Took me downstairs, put us in my father's 57 Chrysler, and we drove to Manhattan Hospital, Manhattan General Hospital. And that's what my birth certificate says. Manhattan General. That I was born. I was born in that apartment upstairs. Nice story.
Wow. And hanging out at your grandparents' place, did you make a couple friends?
Oh, you want me to talk about the guys around the block on 4th Street? I don't know. Can I say them on the air?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we always used to go in the city and visit my grandparents. And we would hang out in the playground down the street next to my grandparents' building, a couple of doors down. And as a matter of fact, that's where they filmed the scene from West Side Story, the playground, where the Jets and the Sharks meet. Briefly, and then Officer Krupke steps in. But anyway, besides that, I used to wander around, and it was pretty cool back then, you know, in the early 60s. You know, nobody messed with you. Nobody bothered with you. You know, you didn't have to worry about anything like you have to these days. And we would sit on the stoop. People would come by. We'd go down the street. We'd get lollipops, ice cream. All the people knew my grandfather, and they knew us because of my grandfather. Anyway, I started wandering around. I wandered around towards 2nd Avenue, around the block on 4th Street, East 4th Street. And lo and behold, there's these huge chrome machines on the sidewalk. And here I am. I couldn't have been more than 5 years old. And I was just like staring at them. I'm looking at myself in the reflection of the chrome and the paint. And, well, they were motorcycles. And they were parked in front of a clubhouse. And the clubhouse just happened to hold the Hells Angels. It was one of their clubhouses on East 4th Street. And these guys, they would come out and look, you know, and talk to me. And I was amazed at the bikes. And these guys were, like, huge. And then I'd go back to my grandmother's apartment, and, you know, never say nothing. And after a little bit of time, I started to spend a little more time around the block. And one day, apparently, my mom must have been looking for me. But this big guy, I can't remember his name, this big, huge guy, asked me where I, you know, where I'm from. And, you know, I pointed, you know, down around 5th Street. And so he says, come on. He says, let's see if we can find your mom. And he takes me by the hand. And this guy had a hand like a bear claw. And here we are. We're just walking down 4th Street, down 2nd Avenue, and I told them, you know, around the block, and there's my mother standing in front of my grandmother's apartment building looking for me, and you should have seen the look on her face. I'll never forget it. She should have seen the look on her face when she saw me coming down with this big Hells Angels guy holding my hand. And the guy was as gentle could be. He was very polite, you know, my mom thanked him for keeping an eye on me, and you know, next time he comes down there and bothers you guys, just, you know, go ahead and send him back home and he'll be fine. And of course, the guy said I wasn't any bother. But I loved them bikes. I loved them big motorcycles that they had. I saw him a few times up until the time I was about 13. And after 13, I guess they kind of broke up the clubhouse a little bit. And, you know, of course, I was a teenager and I couldn't be bothered. Yeah, that was my first and only run-in, sort of, with the Hells Angels. It was a good experience, even though they have a bad rap. It was a good experience for me. They looked out for me. Made sure I got home okay.
Right. And the funny thing about the Hells Angels, wherever the clubhouse is at, crime in that neighborhood is almost down to zero because they look out for the clubhouse and the neighbors are right near the clubhouse.
Well, sure, there wasn't anything going on back then. There was never anything going on like that with the Angels around.
And, you know, the neighborhood was clear of crime.
Yeah, just maybe like in certain neighborhoods with members of La Cosa Nostra. You know, people left the doors open, cars unlocked, things of that nature, because they knew it was like, hey, this area is protected under the one of the five families. And I remember through some horrible neighborhood in the Bronx. Some Italian-American social club had the door wide open, these old Italian ladies playing cards. Like, why is the door open? I was like, oh, that's why. Never mind. Kept moving.
All right, we'll be right
back,
folks. With more 75 Radio. Short time.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Once again. Well, we're back.
All right.
Hey, you know, I love that first opening music. You know, he's not a mister anymore. He's a sir. Sir Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Heartbreaker. That's a song on the 7-5 soundtrack.
Right.
Got
and actually. Right. Actually, Jim's the one that picked that as the opening song. Unfortunately, folks, this is 7-5 radio, not Red 42. What happened was I sent Sam my LP or long player record of the Bee Gees' greatest hits. It hasn't got to him out in Utah, so we had to stick with the bumpers from Red 42.
But when once Sam gets the LP, we got new bumpers coming in and out. Maybe some more intros, funny intros, outros, voiceovers, things of that nature. But is this show going to be just a rehash of the 7-5 movie and all your war stories? Or are we going to get in the down and dirty of what's going on in America?
We'll get down and dirty of what's going on anywhere. Let's pick a country, pick a subject, and let's go for it.
Right, because I mean, I live in Washington D.C. and I'll tell you this right now, like, you know, our politicians, our institutions of higher learning, our media—they're more. They make the 7-5 precinct back in the day look like a convent. I mean, just corrupt. You know, here's
giving away uranium. You're selling uranium, and we take $200,000 from some drug dealers, and we go to prison. Go figure. We did more saving neighborhoods than people really want to think. And you think anybody saved any neighborhoods with that uranium deal with the Russians? They may have saved that upstate New York mansion that they own. I don't want to say their name.
Chappaqua.
I don't even want Chappaqua. That mansion in Chappaqua. You know, it's just unbelievable how politicians get away with it. You know, when I was a kid, a politician, you know, unless you were, you know, like the governor or senator or president, you know, all these politicians, they had jobs. You know, they worked in the liquor store. They owned the gas station. You know, they all had real jobs besides being a councilman or a congressman. They had jobs. And now everybody's a career politician. And that's where all our money's going. They cut some of them damn politicians out. Save some money. You know, get rid of some from both sides. I'm not saying one side is worse than the other, but there's bad on both sides. You know, weed it out. You know, clean the swamp out, drain the swamp, like the man said. And I think he's doing it. I think many people are finding fault with Mr. Trump. Because he's hiring people for his staff, and then 4 or 5 months later, a year later, he's firing them off. Well, those are part of the bad apples in the swamp, and he's weeding them out. And I think he's doing the right thing by getting rid of them instead of keeping them hanging on like Obama did with Miss Hillary over there. And, you know, I think Obama kept Hillary on as secretary. State because she was going to be out of the country 90% of the time. They didn't have to deal with
it. Or it's payback. It's payback. You know, I'm sure the Obamas and Clinton sat down, and because Obama's going to get the nomination, Hillary couldn't steal from him, and said, listen, I'll make her Secretary of State. She's here for 8 years. She'll get that foreign policy experience. She's a shoo-in to win. And then when Trump got the nomination, they were probably peeing their pants like, oh, my God. The Republicans is giving us the White House again, but you know we all know what happened that early November morning. But
November 9th, he made his acceptance speech. That was the morning of my birthday, and I tweeted it out. That was a good birthday present for me. Getting back to Hillary, you know she couldn't beat Obama, and you know we know that. And she didn't run against him again in 2012. We know that. She thought she was going to be a shoo-in. Now, people say Mr. Trump is not a politician. Well, we know that. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. And I think that's what the country needs, is a businessman. You know, somebody from the workforce, so to speak, in his case. You know, but he's privy to a lot of business transactions, big money, big projects. Things like that, but who in the world was Hillary? Hillary was an attorney that was married to a governor who couldn't keep his pants on if they were sewn shut, and then she was a first lady, you know, of course, only by marriage, and then she was a nobody. And then all of a sudden, she's in state senate. She ran for Senate because that was a shoo-in. That was a lock for her. There wasn't no way she could lose that election. Mickey Mouse could have ran for that. Minnie Mouse could have ran for that New York Senate seat and won. But they handed it to her on a silver platter. Oh, look at me. I'm a New York senator. I'm not from New York. I could give no... almost did it. I couldn't give a flying flip, you know, about you people from New York. But I'm going to be a New York senator for, what, 9 years, 8 years, whatever the heck it was. And then I'm going to run for president. And then, oops, I can't be president, so I'm going to be Secretary of State. Oops, can't be Secretary of State. I'm going to take another shot at the presidency. And we, like you said, we know what happened there. So, you know, she may have gotten the majority of the vote, but it's not what the majority of the people wanted. That's for sure. That's for sure. And I'm waiting for all these people. We're down to a few minutes. Waiting for all these people that are saying, well, if Trump gets elected president, I'm leaving the country. Blah, blah, blah. You know, Snoop Dogg, Cher, Rosie O'Doodle, Sean Penn's wife, Sean Penn, you know, all of them. I'll call them all out. You know, they're still here. They're still here.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. And George Clooney left and came back.
Well, George Clooney lives in freaking Italy. So, you know,
He moved back. It was so bad over in Italy, he pulled stakes and moved back to the U.S. because it was safer.
So he moved back to be a political activist. That's all.
Right.
You know, it's unbelievable the way these people act. And, you know, just because they're celebrities, quote unquote, they put each other on pedestals, you know, like at the Oscars and all these other little award shows to tell each other how great they are. Just act. Don't get on TV and say President Bush. Oh, that's what I was getting at. Remember when Kanye who said Bush don't like
George Bush don't care about black people.
Yeah, and it's standing next day to Michael Myers.
Yep.
And Michael Myers, I thought Michael Myers was like he looked. He's like, why am I standing here? I don't want to be standing here when he says that. Unbelievable the things come out of these people's mouths. You know, and it's unbelievable. And now with the, you know, the hurricane that wiped out Puerto Rico, you know, then Donald Trump don't like Puerto Ricans. You know, it's just ridiculous. It's just utterly ridiculous, you know. And you know, I feel bad for the people in Puerto Rico. They got whacked. But they got an idiot for a mayor. And she didn't do anything but, you know, wear clean shoes, clean clothes, and had her hair and nails done to get on television to say how poor her country is. And that was just awful. And blaming Trump for the hurricanes. And I'll tell you what, you know, Puerto Rico is an old country. And this might not come out the way it's supposed to come out. But I look at it as like Puerto Rico's took a bath. You know, it got washed. All the old infrastructure is going to be gone. It may take 15 years to rebuild, but they're still rebuilding New Orleans, too, from Katrina.
Yep. So that's because of corruption and electric. Total...
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Well, that's because, absolute corruption, inept, and just total, you got morons running the asylum. You got morons running the government down there. So everybody's got to take their piece. Nobody knows what to do.
It's our Commonwealth and their money.
Right.
And why are these people still living in shanties? You know, they get blown up by a strong breeze. So, you know,
we're
on top of it. We're going to build it.
Right. Here's a good one. Puerto Rico issued $1 billion worth of municipal bonds to build up the port, the infrastructure, you know, especially new San Juan, because you got old San Juan, you got new San Juan. So they built that up. So then it's time to pay back, and they defaulted on the bonds on purpose. Right. So then, you know, people that with 401ks and they invest with people like my brother, they took a bath on it, and they were not AAA insured. They were not insured, so they lost money. And unfortunately, investing in the government, you know, local or government is a risk. It shouldn't be a risk.
Well, I hear our bumping music for the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yep. This is Scoop Stanton signing off. Next week we'll have the best of the Bee Gees and new bumpers, new everything. This is 7-5 Radio with Walt Yerk and Scoop Stanton. Bye, everybody.
This is James Edwards for Red 42 Radio, reminding those patrolling the streets and the jails to be careful, be safe, take care of each other, and come home at the end of the night. So long, everybody.